Welcome to the Niche Podcast, your weekly 5-minute rundown of the biotech, clinical research, and applied science industries. I'm your host, Dr. Noah Goodson. This week, Bristol Myers strikes a $13 billion deal, presidential experiments, the NIH funds underrepresented testing, and SOPHiA GENETICS raises $110 million. Bristol Myers faced criticism from investors early in 2020 for their $20 billion cash reserves. The general consensus from investors was either spend the money or give it back to us. Bristol Myers responded that they were hard at work on acquisitions. This week, they announced a cash acquisition of MyoKardia for $225 a share at a total cost of $13.1 billion. MyoKardia's key asset is mavacamten, a first-in-class cardiac myosin inhibitor. The drug is on track for approval from the FDA to treat obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, HCM, a chronic heart condition. The results of a phase 3 trial were published in The Lancet in late August and showed significant improvement in cardiac function and quality of life across a number of metrics. Mavacamten is expected to be submitted to the FDA in Q1 of 2021, and based on the published findings, will likely have a quick approval time. This acquisition strengthens Bristol Myers' positioning in the cardiac space and gives them a key first-in-class drug. While the price tag for MyoKardia is high, Bristol Myers probably sees potential in some of the products in their pipeline, as well as a chance to gain a corner on the HCM space ahead of competition. President Trump was diagnosed with COVID-19 last week and hospitalized as a result. I have little to add to the extensive headlines on every news network. However, it should be noted that his treatment with unapproved therapies will likely have critical impacts regardless of the results. If he recovers, it adds political impetus to their approval. If the disease is more serious, it could dramatically affect perceptions of the experimental drugs he has been given. At the date of this recording, he has been reported to have received remdesivir, dexamethasone, and an experimental antibody treatment. The Niche is brought to you today by the Scope Method LLC. The Scope Method helps companies develop clear vision and strategic processes. Whether you need fresh eyes on your data, independent risk assessment, or are pivoting into a new therapeutic space, the Scope Method will help you focus close to re-examine what you know and look ahead to where you want to go. Find out more at thescopemethod.com. The NIH has earmarked $234 million to improve COVID-19 testing among underserved populations. The money, drawn from the $1.5 billion fund for rapid diagnostic testing for COVID-19, will be funneled through 32 selected institutions who have ongoing programs targeting minority and underserved public health needs. Unfortunately, significant data suggests that healthcare disparities among poor and minority communities in the United States has led to disproportionate illness and death related to COVID-19. The purpose of the NIH initiative is to help curb these outcomes through improved testing access and delivery. SOPHiA GENETICS oversubscribed $110 million Series F. SOPHiA is an AI-driven data analytics solution that empowers healthcare facilities to employ genetics-focused healthcare. The company has managed to sign up 1,000 institutions and develop their pipeline. This next round of funding will be utilized to push to broader markets. It appears that SOPHiA wants to position themselves in the middle of clinical research and applied medicine by providing a data-driven analytics platform. If this sounds like vague, hand-waving tech language, that's because it is. There are huge needs for networked, globalized, data-driven medicine, but most of these needs are not totally clear, and with antiquated regulatory agencies blocking the path, moving medicine forward at the rate of technology presents persistent, significant challenges. SOPHiA appears to be positioning themselves as a power broker with an AI platform. If they can control enough of a base in the space, they'll be positioned to move numerous products and services into play across the next decade. So far, they've oversubscribed through 6 rounds of funding, so they're certainly attracting the attention they need. But data management plus AI plus healthcare is far from a clear market group. Thanks for joining me on the Niche Podcast, your weekly 5-minute summary of the top news in biotech, clinical trials, and applied science industries. You can find us on your favorite podcast app, like, comment, subscribe, and most of all, share with your friends. If you like what you hear, please rate and review. It really helps us. Once again, I'm Dr. Noah Goodson, and I'll see you next week.